Hello, and welcome to this edition of A Quick Pint. Now, today I'd like to draw your attention to a fascinating new study on the hypocrisy of liberal people entitled White Flight from Immigration, Attitudes to Diversity and White Residential Choice by Eric Kaufman, which has been published in Social Science Quarterly. I did look at this on the Jolly Heretic live stream last night, but in case you missed that, I would like to look at it again. Of course, we all know that liberals are hypocrites. Liberals virtue signal, and liberals are high in Machiavellianism, which means that they are obsessed with power. We know that they go on about being agreeable and kind, but the studies indicate, Verhofstadt, et al., whatever, that actually conservatives are higher in agreeableness than liberals. And this is why you get the typical liberal hypocrisy. Harriet Harbin, the former deputy, the Labour deputy leader, campaigning against grammar schools, selective schools, then sending her son to a grammar school. Diane Abbott, the former Labour Shadow Home Secretary, condemning Harbin for doing this and saying she should have sent her son to a local London state school, and then Diane Abbott sends her own son to a private school. We all know that the mantra of liberals is do as I say, not as I do, so that I can then get ahead of you. That's the mantra of liberals. And we see this in this new study by Eric Kaufman, who, of course, they've attempted to cancel and failed to cancel, so he's still at Birkbeck College, London. And what he did was he looked at a number of surveys, in the UK, he looked at Brexit attitudes, or as against anti-Brexit attitudes, as a sign of being pro-immigration, or he looked at what kind of political party you vote for, and he asked the question quite simply: work on white mobility preferences finds that whites who dislike diversity prefer to less diverse neighbourhoods. Do liberal rights practice what they preach, and do conservative white whites really avoid diversity? And he drew upon the British Household Panel Survey, which is 10,300, and the Understanding Society Longitudinal Study, which is 40,000 people, in order to test these various hypotheses. And what he found was that in the UK, there was no difference in terms of liberalism and conservatism in terms of engaging in white flight. There is a general process whereby white people who move, who live in diverse areas, will move to whiter areas, and this happens even controlling for things like socioeconomic status and how much money you have and whatever. And whether you are liberal, as expressed in being anti-Brexit, or whether you are conservative, as expressed in being pro-Brexit, basically makes no difference at all. And therefore, it follows that liberals who will argue in favour of how wonderful it is to, you know, to have diversity, and who will say that it's really good to have multiculturalism, that they really love multiculturalism, and they say multiculturalism a brilliant thing, do not practice what they preach, because they move away from it to exactly the same extent as do conservatives, who might say that it's not a good thing. They then redid this study in the United States using a Twitter sample, and they found they used as their metric whether the people were pro-Trump or anti-Trump. And again, among whites at least, being pro-Trump or anti-Trump, controlling for all of the relevant socioeconomic variables, has no bearing at all on whether you engage in white flight. So therefore, liberals and conservatives engage in white flight in America to the same extent. So the only reasonable conclusion is that the conservatives are utter hypocrites, basically, that they engage. I mean, the way that Kaufman summarizes it, he says that there's this disconnect between the fast thinking of acting in an ethnocentric way and the slow thinking, i.e. where you live, of what kind of politics you choose to espouse. Fascinating. I would put it in a rather different way, which is that people operate in their genetic interests, but people are also animals that are part of a pack. Some people are more group oriented, some people are more individually oriented. The individually oriented person, i.e. the selfish person, understands that signalling kindness and inclusivity is a covert means of attaining status, and therefore we wouldn't be surprised if some people will do this and therefore signal that they are against ethnocentrism and that they favour equality and love for all and whatever, but nevertheless act to satisfy the fact that deep down they are highly ethnocentric, no matter what they actually say. And that is the essence of hypocrisy. So this study indicates that liberals, well, we all knew it really, but it indicates it in such stark terms that liberals are just utter hypocrites.
Hello. The Jolly Heretic is an online public house which meets on Mondays and Thursdays at 7 p.m. UK time, 2 p.m. New York, in which we discuss the kind of based, fearless science which is increasingly expunged from our woke joke universities. If you would like to help the Jolly Heretic public house, and there are many ways you can do so, please, please, please become one of my patrons on Subscribestar. Also, if you want to, you can donate to the channel using Odyssey and Entropy, and you could also purchase Jolly Heretic merchandise, such as shirts and mugs. All of the links are in the description. Again, I'd be most violently grateful if you could assist the Jolly Heretic Public House, and I will see you all soon, and goodbye!